and the coast shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the south side of Ain, and the border shall descend and shall reach unto the side of the sea of Kinnereth eastward.
And Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem, and put the land to a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. And Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, took these, and brought them to the king of Babylon to Riblah, and the king of Babylon smote them, and slew them at Riblah, in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away out of their land. But the Chaldeans' army pursued after them, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Riblah, in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. Then the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah in Riblah before his eyes. Also the king of Babylon slew all the nobles of Judah. Then they took the king and carried him up unto the king of Babylon to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also the princes of Judah in Riblah. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon to Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them and put them to death in Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his own land.